Reporter Aaron Rial is joining us right now, and this is kind of interesting. It's almost like something out of Skynet, something out of Hollywood. Aaron, good morning to you.
Yes. So AI and that boom, it's fueling this insatiable appetite for electricity, and it's creating this risk to the grid. And this transition to cleaner energy sources is absolutely in jeopardy, given how much we need energy right now. And listen here, if you just look at the numbers, they think that data centers, AI, crypto, the electricity consumption from all of these is going to double in 2 years, 2026. That's not a long time from now. Now add in electric cars, which they want to get online. This is all good and well, but utilities have to lean more heavily on natural gas, on coal, on nuclear, and perhaps even construct new gas plants just to help meet the spikes in demand.
It's interesting. So let's get into that. So the boom for artificial intelligence is there. And as you mentioned, it's fueling a huge appetite for electricity. But the question is, how does this increase the electricity? I mean, you would think that, computers and everything operate off of a standard electricity. How is this doing this?
So basically, in order to use AI, in order to mine crypto, in order to have all these data centers that are needed for our phones, you need electricity to power these in increasingly high amounts, a lot of electricity. This is not like just turning on the lights to your house. We're talking about centers that are massive, and the amount that they pull is actually increasing at almost an exponential rate, which is just a crazy thing to think about. People use the term exponential a lot, but this really is in terms of AI. And with that comes the need for more power. Now, how do you power those electric grids? Oftentimes with unclean traditional sources of fuel, again, natural gas and coal and regular gas. So this really complicates a lot of things because a lot of tech companies and utility companies have made commitments to dramatically reduce their carbon emissions that they produce. That becomes a much taller order because renewable sources like wind and solar are all very good and well. There's absolutely nothing intrinsically wrong with them, but you can't always predict the vagaries of weather. And if you're a tech company, you really need a reliable source of power. And it's hard to, count on the wind all the time for that.
Yeah. Do you think AI might be employed to figure out the solution to this, to figure out its own source for energy?
I think that is a very astute observation. And yes, I do. I think you're spot on. It's very likely they will use AI because, as of today, we don't have a great solution.
Wow.
The projections that were written in order to meet these clean energy demands and alternative sources, they're going to be harder to tackle. But maybe we could use the source of the headache could maybe become the way to alleviate it as well.
Oh, I love it. Aaron, you always come up with great stories. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks. Have a good day.